Hello! Welcome naman sa bagong edition ng Tatspadtats. Ako ni host si Tatspado. So, today is my 25th birthday, or should I say, at the time na i-release ko itong episode na to, ay birthday ko. So, thank you so much sa pakikinig sa akin kahit ilan lang kayo. So, alam ko namang marami pa rin akong utang na podcast sa inyo at marami rin akong gustong i-share sa inyong podcast. Pero, mamaya ka na pag-uusapan yung mga reasons ko or mga excuses ko for that. But anyway, bago muna tayo umayos sa ating topic ngayon, syempre, kakamustahin ko muna kayo guys. Kamusta na kayo? Hopefully, you're doing great or fine or swell man lang. Alam ko maraming shits na nangyari sa ating kabaligiran. So, hopefully, all goods naman tayo sa ating mga hood. At, kung hindi man, I'm still rooting for you. Kasi rooting for you. Tandaan mo yan. Tamang laban lang sa buhay. Kung mapagod man, hindi naman masama magpahinga. Muna tayo, tas lumaban uli. Then, at kung napanalaman mo yung laban na yan, yung small battles or big battles na kinakarap mo sa buhay, I'm proud of you. Enough of the drama, but yeah, let's get into the podcast. So, ano ba yung pinaka-topic natin? So, let's talk about quarter life crisis. Okay, yun. So, ano ba ang gagawin ko ngayon at naabot ko na ang silver age. Okay. Ano yan? Ano sa Dota? Silver age buhay ko. Since I'm turning 25. I turned 25 as this podcast released. Siyempre, at this time of age, marami ka nang iniisip ng mga katanungan, mga what ifs, mga should I kinds of questions. And people in their 20s thinks that, maybe I have quarter-life crisis. And honestly, at first, di ako masyado naniniwala sa quarter-life crisis na yan. Siguro kasi I don't, I think it's a myth. Just a concept na naisip ng mga millennials. And when I'm referring to millennials, I'm referring to millennials na nanganak. Yung definition talaga, yung nanganak within 1980s to 1996-1997. So yun. They're defining na yung feeling ng existential crisis or yung world confusion in their 20s is a quarter life crisis. Pero siguro mapanong yun, I thought na hindi siya, it does not exist because, syempre, mapanong yun, nag-aaral ako ng board exam, na syempre, medyo nakarating pa sa utak ko yung theory ni Erik Erikson na when it comes to establishing role or identity sa society, usually, it occurs around teenage years or, and to early adulthood. And sa early adulthood to mid-adulthood, dito na tayo nag-encounter ng mga dilema na maghanap tayo ng stable and romantic relationship. We're going to dating, stuff like that. I know those kinds of things. And I remember having this conversation with Mete Twin. So, shout out sa kanya. Way back 2018, mga panahong nag-aaral din ako ng board exam. So, she talks about uncertainties in her life. Di pa daw siya masyadong clear sa kanyang future. And I think I quickly dismiss the existence of this quote-unquote quarter life crisis. Pero di ko nararamdaman yun. Di naman, pero yung sasabi ko, di nag-iisang quarter life crisis. Pero yung nararamdaman niya, valid naman yun. So, parang medyo lukewarm lang ata yung pagkakasabi sa niya. Pero siguro, I kind of counter-argue na I'm feeling the same way. Siguro yun nga. We are feeling the same way. Kasi mapanong yun, di pa ako sure sa magingyari sa future ko. May uncertainties din sa future ko after board exam. Which, yun. Later do I know, it onset on my, nag-onset na yung quarter life crisis sa akin. So, I was 21 at that time. And karma hits really hard on me. So, lumala yung existential dread ko nung nagka-pandemic. yun nga, given na nawalan ako ng work noong 2020. But nung mga 2020, I was kind of optimistic na makakahanap din ako ng trabaho, makakahanap ako ng suitable work or career for me eventually. Then bam! COVID strikes. Lockdowns everywhere, maraming establishment nagsara. So, syempre, pag maraming establishment na nagsara, wala rin mga walang naghanap ng trabaho. Then, ayun nga, yun. It causes the masses to have anxiety and depression. And for me, all the possibilities na naisip ko become uncertainties. It really eats me up. Naalala ko na pay ako nung way back nang nalalaman kong nawalan ako ng work. Napayak ako sa harap ng HR kasi I don't want to go back to the bottomless pit that I been na punong-puno ng self-doubt, anxiety, and yep, the quarter-life crisis. Buti niya lang, I met some several friends sa akin na nagbigay sa akin ng hopes, possibilities, and excitement sa buhay. And not that thing, not the way you're thinking, you perv. But anyways, I really appreciated getting, you know, with some of that. I think it's tama lang din yung nakakahanap din ako ng friends in life na makakausap po in these kinds of things or makasalamuha mo kahit di mo pag-usapan. Kind of gives you distraction, kumbaga. But yeah, let's go back to quarter life crisis. And alam mo yun, nandyan siya pero hindi ko masyado siya pinapansin. Then early 2021, medyo determined ako maghanap ng pagkakabalahan bukod sa maging tagahugas ng pinggan. So, ayun. Alam kong nakatandaan ako sa dishwashing industry, but I don't think that's the, I don't like the idea that I'll spend my entire life doing that. It's too menial for me, bro. Wow. And I decided to have the social media break, focusing on a job or whatever that I want to pursue. But while I having this side battle with anxiety, at this point, I know to myself that I don't do anything, kundi matulog, kumain, and kung minsan, nakakulong ako sa kwarto. I know I'm in this weird kind of place of darkness, well, figuratively and literally. And I'm not as isolated because of COVID, but siguro dahil na rin sa anxiety, kumbaga, I force myself to not to interact with so much. Then it comes to the time na I have this worst insomnia in my life. Siguro mga early January to February, I have this weird, sobrang grabe ng insomnia ko ng panahon. To the point na tulog lang ako, mga 2 to 4 hours lang. And kung wala akong anxiety or ano, para medyo mabawasan yung anxiety at yung insomnia ko, minsan ay drink shots of brandy or whatever na maiinuman ko para maibsan yung ano ko. Pero still, I have this very lingering insomnia. And I think this insomnia is byproduct of my anxiety na rin. Yes, I have this great anxiety at that time. And it's too much for me. I think that's the darkest part of my life. And that's the darkest part of my life and that I ever have been yet. So, ayun lang muna for this first part of this podcast. Mag-next podcast ako kasi baka masyado na mahaba. So, ayun. Hello! At welcome naman sa bagong edition ng The Podcast Part 2. Happy Quarter Life Crisis Day Episode 20. So, it's kind of continuation lang naman ng nakaraan. Ginawa ko lang siya 2-parter ba kasi sobrang haba na nung aking script. But anyway, let's go back to the topic. But then, yun nga, in February of 2021, I call it a quits. I took a shot and I decided to launch the Quetats Gaming and this podcast. So I told myself, I have nothing that makes me preoccupied in a while. I want to pursue streaming or in podcasting since isa rin naman to sa mga gusto kong gawin in a while. I want to do this. And I think I have this guts and personality to do this. So, yeah. And ayun nga. So, yun nga. Even though I have this lingering feeling of quarter life crisis, at least I'm doing what I want to do. It's fun. Until, yun nga, may mga problem. Syempre, yung PC namin, hindi pa naman siya future-proof. At yung PC namin ay hindi pa siya ganun gaming slash streaming friendly. So, medyo hiatus muna ako sa pag-stream. But, I stream once in a while pag trip ko. Pero yun nga, mga July ay with the persuasive skills of my friends, nag-decide ako mag-law school. And I know, sasabihin mo, nag-law school ko kasi bored ka. That's a bad idea. If you're bored in life and you want to go to law school, don't do it. Please don't. I pursue law school because I am quite fascinated with the law. Nag-aaral din naman. Kumbaga, at sometime nung mga nagpa-podcast din, nag-stream din ako, or mga way back 2020, pag may mga oras ako, wala lang, trip ko lang magbasa. Nagbabasa rin ako ng mga books. Particularly, ang gusto kong basahin is yung criminal law. And I don't even know how to mag-aral ng law. Basta nagbabasa na ako ng libro ni Reyes ng criminal law. Kaya, ayun. Tapos yung Consti, syempre, Consti has this special place in my heart. And, kumbaga, ayun. Kaya, isa rin sa mga favorite part ng law school, ng law schooling ko. Kaya siguro medyo ako ngayon, di ako masyado ganun kaganado mag-aral kasi walang consti law. But anyway, but no. Pero yun nga, I still do law school. Still surviving. Barely surviving ko ba lang. But you know, this podcast, nagagawa ko pa rin naman siya kahit paano, once in a while, and I've been preoccupied nga with law studies, kahit 3 subjects lang meron ako. And here's the thing with the studying the law. I feel, I see the sense of purpose that I've been seeking for past 4 years, I think. But you know, I feel na, that's the purpose na may bibigay ko sa society to. Bukod sa pagiging entertaining na tao, pagiging joker. I like studying law, kahit medyo soul-sucking nga siya. Yun nga, marami akong na-meet na friends and future colleagues, future kampanyero, kampanyeras. And ito pa, my fascination in law school is something related to my passion way back to my childhood history. Kaya siguro I have this such love with constitution since yung mga cases ng constitution is something na related din sa history. And despite of the rough patches I've encountered this in past 2 sems, I think it made me more stronger, wiser, and better law school, if ever. And I love learning a lot. And I love the feeling that I've learned everything new in every class. I know. Alam mo yun, yung application ng ganitong batas. ay hindi pala siya same sa ganito. Kumbaga, malalaman mo na ang batas ay na-apply on the case-to-case basis talaga, which it should be. Diba? And now, now I'm entering officially in the supposed quarter life stage of my life, which made my makes my quarter life crisis dilemma more legitimate. So at this point, sabihin ko lang yung mga wishes ko na for myself, and these wishes are first, matuto ako na mag-drive. I know it's quite simple and attainable wish, but it's the one thing that one of the things na gusto kong matutunan ever since college to high school. Gusto ko na matuto mag-drive talaga. And sa pabilang ganap na gala, gusto ko mag-road trip at isa ring tao na nananaginip na nag-drive ng kotse once in a while. I think it's time to pursue that dream. Gusto ko na rin talaga matuto mag driving school talaga, mag-aaral talaga. Simple lang yung mga gusto ko sa buhay, di ba? But unfortunately, di lang akong magawa yun, syempre. First of all, wala kami kotse. At kung gusto nyo, wala pa kami pag-agarihan ng lugar dito. Given na nasa middle of highway kami. So, tabi kami ng highway. Pero yun nga. Second of all, gusto ko nyo rin maging financially independent. Financial dependency is, I think, is one of the factors of my existential dilemma. Wow! That's such a big words, dude. So, pero yun nga. Miss din yung ganyan. So, totoo lang. As much as I love free food and free rent, gusto ko rin bumukod. Gusto ko na rin makatulong sa pamilya ko, katipan. Pero yun nga eh. Kahit ano pang katumura mo, darating at darating sa point na gusto mong gawin na bumukod. It gives you sense of independence to yourself. Although it's really hard. It's a struggle na naririnig ko sa mga klase ko once in a while. Free na may rent, pabayar mo yung bills, pagkain. But you know, that's the part of life of adulthood. And I need to... to be honest, I need to have those kind of problems to push me further. And last but not least, one of my biggest wishes is kapagtapos ako ng law school, syempre, yung baging abogado. And to be honest, I think it's I'm destined to become a lawyer. I just brush it away in my early days and I thinking it's just a gist and no, nothing serious. And lo and behold, I'm in the freaking law school now, studying law in the second year. Nice one. People may see me have this conviction that I can share about, and I have this extensive knowledge about everything. And they think, this guy is a know-it-all. He should become a lawyer. And maybe it ingrains on my childhood and my subconscious that I am born to be a lawyer. But no, dami kong dadal. So yun nga, ang point ng podcast na to, sa totoo lang, I'm still suffering from success. Nag-joke lang. Syempre, may quarter of price pa rin naman ako. But I think it's just the way how we manage to cope it with it. You know, kung may trabaho ka man o wala. I think if you're thinking you're in a stagnant position and think, I have a quarter life crisis, don't worry, di ka nag-iisa, kaibigan. And, yun nga. Huwag ka mag-alala. Malalagpasan din natin yan. So, this has been the podcast episode 20. Happy quarter life crisis day to me. Stay safe and mag-ingat eh para sa akin. And happy birthday to me! I still suck at outros. Just to be clear. Stay safe.